Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, the TV presenter Angela Scanlon admitted that she told a bit of a fib during a job interview for the BBC. She told them she'd loads of studio experience from working in Ireland, when that wasn't strictly true. But don't we all do that a bit? News Talk's Where Do You See Yourself in 5 years' Time correspondent Henry McKean has been out to track down some liars and cheats. Afternoon, Henry.
Well, this is it, Sean. I mean, we've all done it. We've all lied.
I'd say you haven't.
Well, I'm quite truthful.
I'd say your problem is you're probably too truthful.
On CVs, like, for example, I did actually say, you know, for pastimes, I love to sleep and I like to drink. And I took that off because, you know, people are saying that's lacking ambition. And it was just...
Not in those particular areas.
Well, I do love sleeping and I do love drinking, but you shouldn't write that on your CV. But I once got a job interview. I was actually drunk for it, and it was for a pub crawl, and they actually hired me.
Okay.
This was years ago. It was
you
on
had
the
to do
Greek
interviews
islands.
For a pub crawl.
Yeah, so it was called the Ultimate Pub Crawl, and it was on a Greek island, and this is going back a few years. This is 25 years ago in 1998, and it used to cost 25,000 drachma, that sounds like an awful lot of money, but it was
about a tenner.
I think so, something like that. And you'd have to sell these tickets for this pub crawl and you got free drink. Anyway, I arrived at the interview for the job drunk. And I didn't mean to. The day just got away from me.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the plan. I was, and I tried to act sober in the interview, but they kind of...
That always works.
They caught me out, but they gave me the job.
Because, anyway, and how long did that job last for?
Oh, I had it for 12 weeks. It was for the summer, from June until
nice
October.
Job. So basically you were just trying to flog drinking sessions to people on a Greek holiday island.
Yes, so I basically...
Pushing an open door there, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, I basically sold tickets for a pub crawl, then I'd go on the pub crawl. So it was just one massive
How long was it? How many pubs was the pub crawl?
I think we hit about eight pub crawls all in. And you got a free shot in each one. And people would be very, very drunk. But it was great fun. But I didn't lie to get the job. I told the truth. But
no,
I wasn't
you were
prepared.
Super truthful. Yeah, I'm drunk right now. No. That's a qualification there.
But yeah, I mean, back to Angela Scanlon.
Who did she make this revelation to?
So she was talking to Spencer Matthews on the Big Fish podcast and how she got this one show gig.
He was like, none of those are going to work for us. And I thought, okay, well, leave it with me. I'll come back with a few more. And he said, have you ever done studio? To which he meant the show. And I said, yeah, I've done loads of it in Ireland. And I thought, which was a total lie. And he was like, okay, cool. And then that was that. And then I went off to do Robot Wars. And
Robot Wars.
I know, what a gig.
Robot Wars.
Yeah. And then I got a call to say, they want you to fill in on the one show. I was on the train practicing how to read auto cue.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what I was doing. No idea what I was doing.
But isn't naivety a bit of crack?
Oh, it's the best. Until you realise, oh my God, I'm on a show with 5 million people and I am not technically equipped to drive this ship.
I love Spencer Matthews' interviewing technique, Robot Wars. That's what I'll do for the rest of this. I'll just repeat random things you say.
he's a big star over in the UK these days.
Well, I suppose, just repeating things is an underrated skill.
No, it is from an interview point of view.
It might sound easy, but it's not.
Just keep the conversation going.
Just keep it going. Yeah, but that's not that bad, really, is it? No.
Well, that's a massive show, the one show. And you know, a bit of spoofing and it worked. I mean, like, she's like a megastar now. I mean, she's got a Graham Norton's old gig on Virgin Radio. So,
does she? Yeah. So, Virgin.
I think a little bit of lying.
It's
I think
in the
it's
paper
okay.
She's 50.
This is it with redheads. They don't crack. They look amazing. She's 40.
It's actually said in the Daily Mail she was 50.
Really?
It did, yeah.
Wow.
So, wow, she looks amazing.
Well, no,
for 50.
I mean, redheads just always look amazing.
Isn't that black people?
Well, black people look great as well. Yeah. They look amazing too. And the rest of us Vikings.
Oh God, we're just on the verge of cancellation, the cancellation abyss there. Sorry. Right, so did you meet any people who lied to get jobs?
I did. I met a painter. He's now driving a van, but he was a painter.
Okay.
Here is Michael Byrne, and he lied to get the job.
Well, I bluffed my way into a job when I was in my 20s, painting and decorating. And I told your man, yeah, I'm able to do this. I've done it before. And To be honest with you, I was self-taught. I done at home. And he gave me a week's trial. He says to me, "Very good," he says, "you're hired."
So you basically lied your way into becoming a painter decorator without any proper experience?
Well, back then you didn't have to do courses. You know, you learn by actually watching. Nowadays, people can't get a job. Oh, sorry, you can't get a job. You have to do a course first. To me, that's only a money racket.
So you think you can learn on the job?
Oh, you learn on the job, yeah. There's no need for people to go on the course. They stand there and they watch and they learn.
And have you ever lied on a CV? Have you ever actually put stuff down saying that perhaps you're an executive and you're not an executive, or you're a fully decorated, excuse the pun, decorator?
Everybody puts a little smile there, white lie.
And that's okay?
And that's okay. And if the employer does his homework and does a 100% checkup, that's when you're only going to be called out. But most employers, they actually take your word for it. And then if you're not actually up to standard for what has on your CV, that also can get you called out.
So you can get caught out?
You can, but you have to be very careful of what you put on your CV.
Yeah, that's Michael Byrne there, who maybe wasn't that careful about what he put on his CV. I suppose the thing is that, you know, you see, there's lying and maybe slight exaggeration.
Well, I think
kind of thing.
People,
you know,
they do just write absolute rubbish on their CV, and they think, you know, I know lots of people that, you know, have got away with it because not everyone actually checks. You're supposed to ring the referees or the reference people. You're supposed to check up. Did this person work there? Were they a nice person? Did they have a nice personality? And then I'm not, you know, into HR at all, but I think people should only be hired if they're nice people. You know, I know we should only hire people if they're good at their job.
But not if they're going to cause discontent in their workplaces, because that's going to make everybody worse.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. Do you hire someone because they're good at their job and they're a, can I use the word asshole? No,
you just did.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
If you put that on your CV, I'm an asshole. I should, but I'm very good at my job. But if your job is actually being an asshole, then that you're a shoo-in
I mean, most...
A shoo-in the asshole.
But most top people are very, very difficult. Difficult is the word I was looking for. I don't know how I lost that word. Difficult people. But yeah, I put that question to Laura Smith, MD of Top Tier Recruitment and Possible Coaching.
Is it ever okay to lie on your CV? Absolutely. Never, ever, ever. We've seen people in this situation, and once background checks and reference checks were done, the offer was rescinded. And it happens quite often, believe it or not. I know it is possible to get away with it, but it really is not worth the risk. As for exaggerating to get a job, you might get away with it, but you will be likely found out in an interview when you're unable to answer questions around particular things you said you carried out. And if you do get the job, you'll be most definitely in the situation where you're unable to perform tasks you said you could. And you look foolish and you may not pass your probation period. So never lie. And never exaggerate. Some examples that I've seen, I saw someone go through a process, get the job offer, and once reference checks were done, it transpired the person was actually not working there anymore and was let go previously to starting this interview process. And then as a result, the offer was pulled. I also saw a person change their education details and exaggerate their leaving cert points and degree grades. You can't trust a person like that. And for them, they've several CVs out there, which really doesn't look good. What I would suggest, things that you could do instead, and things I often advise people on the career coaching side, is to highlight the positives on your CV. Like, for example, if you manage teams and they shrank over time, you're not going to say you currently manage nobody. Say you manage teams of up to 20, for example. Tailor your CV for each and every job you apply to. This is really, really important. Yes, there are many jobs out there, but there's also a lot of competition. So gone are the days that you have a generic CV, you fire out to several jobs. We always suggest in career coaching to have a master CV, which has everything on it, and then have a tailored CV for specific roles that you apply to. Highlight your responsibilities and achievements, so tangible things that made an impact. Have specific numbers on your CV. So instead of saying my work led to an increase in sales, say my work resulted in a 20% increase in sales. So be specific. Don't have long sentences, big paragraphs or fussy layouts. It should be clear, concise and lay things out in bullet points, 3 to 5 bullet points. Don't discount your day-to-days. So you might not think they're necessary to highlight because they become routine to you, but don't discount it. It might not be routine for someone else or your potential employer. And also put stuff in your CV that you want to talk about, as you'll be better able to lead the interview.
Yeah. Sorry, Laura, somebody's already texted in contradicting what you say. As someone who works in HR, I can tell you 90% of the CVs I read are full of lies. What I'm more impressed by is how people react to the lies in the interview. You'd be surprised how comfortable people are with lying. Another texter says, when I was in college in Galway, I failed a year. I needed to get a part-time job in order to fill some time. So I went to the local nightclub and applied for a job. They asked me if I'd any bar experience. Of course I said yes, when I didn't. Fast forward to the first busy night, people were asking for cocktails. I had no idea how to make them and just threw loads of random stuff into the glass. And it was Galway and everyone was drunk and no one noticed the difference, I'd imagine. I have a friend who blagged his way onto a job site in Australia building the Eureka Tower. He told them he was an electrician and they put him in charge of 5 apprentices. He put them all in charge of various jobs and let them off on their own. He would check the news for a few years afterwards in case it went on fire, but it seemed to be grand. There you go. What do you need all that experience as an electrician for? In the 70s, my mom came home from London and told the local hospital she was a trained nurse. She wasn't. Stayed working there unqualified until the 90s when she went back to college, retired from the HSE 5 years ago. That's a long, fulfilling career.
Well, that explains a lot with the HSE.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is a story now. It's probably apocryphal, but RTE in the 70s, mm-hmm. and it was a much more kind of creative,
it was
dynamic
very
place.
Creative
you know, they were hiring all sorts of TV producers and directors. But there is a story that they did hire a guy who was Greek and actually couldn't speak a word of English. And no one noticed he couldn't speak English for
about
3 months. Yeah, he was wandering around the building, you know, with a lens hanging around his...
Just because it was quite arty.
Pretending to be framing things, you know.
You know, to basically say you know, a bit of kudos towards the classics. That's fantastic. I love it. I love the way, you know, that Artie had a budget like that to hire a Greek guy just for being Greek.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's true. But it's a story I was told in RTE. Sheila says, I enhanced my CV to get a job in an insurance broker as many years ago. They told me I was overqualified for the position and I didn't get it. So when you were out talking to people, Henry, did you meet many liars?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of liars out there. And I also got to meet lots of senior managers because liars don't like to admit they're lying. And also they believe the lie. I did get to have a chat with this manager and he basically told me how he catches people out during interviews.
Yeah, from my experience as a manager, yeah, you definitely see exaggerations in every CV.
What sort of things do you see on the CV that you kind of look at and think, that probably didn't happen, or, you know, did that person really do that ultra?
Well, when they take responsibility, we worked for a big organisation, so you know the background to particular projects, and then a particular individual who you know was probably part of the team takes responsibility for the overall project, saying that they managed it and drove it through the business. Which you know isn't true.
And you check. Or
absolutely.
You know anyway.
Yeah, I know
tell.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, but then you try, maybe give them the opportunity to tell if they did know much about the project, but in a lot of cases they do get caught out, yeah.
And do you hire someone on their personality, on how they look, or do you actually look at their CV and think, you know what, that looks like an amazing CV, too good to be true, or are you hiring them on just, you get a good hunch about them?
No, you do hire them on the basis of their CV, but you do a lot of probing questions, so you do find out the background to what they're claiming to be, their abilities to be, and I think there's method around that, so you can do a series of questions to catch somebody out, all right? Sure.
Did you enjoy catching them out?
I do. It's a bit like one of my favourite, The Apprentice, with Alan Sugar, so I do enjoy catching them out, because, you know, I think we need to hire people that are right for the job. So yeah,
as opposed to Donald Trump. And with that, you know, would they start stuttering? Would they start getting nervous when you catch them out?
Unfortunately, yes. Some react as the face goes flushed, the blood pressure goes up, and then they lose their way. But you do, in fairness, try and bring them back around because you'd want to give them their best opportunity for them to put their best foot forward.
Texter says, I lied on a CV years ago applying for a job, making my current role seem more senior. I didn't tell my manager that I was looking elsewhere, applied for a place not realising my boss was friends with the boss in the new place. They spoke behind my back and all my lies came out. Work was a little awkward for a while. Yeah, I'd imagine so. But probably it's probably not a sacking offence, but it's certainly you're never going to get a promotion offence.
Exaggeration. I mean, this is it. I mean, we all do it. We all are known to do it. And this is the thing. I mean, how truthful is your CV? How truthful do you need to be? Here are stories.
I told them that I was related to the founder of Google, which is a great stretch. You know, I met his cousin once, but...
Wow.
I don't know if that counts as being related.
And did that work?
No, it did not. It caught me out straight away.
And what sort of things have you said?
Maybe just like exaggerated things a wee bit, but nothing like that level, but just a wee bit of exaggeration, you know, but it wouldn't hurt really, would it?
And would they check? I mean, would you say I've, you know, pulled pints?
Maybe if they're really picky, like, but sure, I'll be all right.
You know, if someone says they do have bar experience, they come in and they don't, it's quite obvious.
100%, yeah. I interview people over the years who have told me they're Tom Cruise and this, that and the other, but once you actually get them behind the bar or in a high pressure... You know,
they can't make the cocktails.
100%, yeah.
But you keep them? Do you let them go?
You can always train somebody.
How did you get your first job? They say you need experience, but you might not have had any experience. How did you start?
Do you know, it was a local shop. I live in an estate and it was a local shop and my dad knew the manager.
So you knew someone?
Yeah, we knew the manager, so I went up and introduced myself. I'm a friend of, my dad's son, and that was it. She said, "Gran, come up and work for us." Like, so that was pretty much it. Like, yeah.
So you've started now. So
I've started. I mean, I have a leg in the door.
So
thank God.
Didn't have to lie.
No, I didn't lie at all. I wouldn't be in my character, to be honest. Like, wouldn't be my thing. But didn't have to lie. Not yet, anyway.
I've only ever had one job, and I never lied to get it.
What was the job?
It was a teaching job. I didn't even know where it was. It was a PO box in the paper. And I just answered it, and that was it.
So you've had one job for life?
30 years.
Wow. So you went to school, you went to college, you got the teaching job.
30 years later, look at me.
Look at her. I'm a barman, says somebody. Nearly every person I've hired tells me they have experience. None of them ever do. I don't know why they are so afraid to admit it. You can teach anyone to pull a pint. Someone says, I interviewed a lady from India when I was living in Dubai. Her CV said she had a master's degree in computers. I gave her a computer test. She took the mouse and put it up on the screen, expecting it to work.
Oh, my goodness me. Wow.
Is it easy, though, to kind of... I suppose if like in the case of that computer expert, it's pretty easy to catch them out. But I wonder, is it always necessarily, can you sense if they're lying?
Like, I know you heard about that electrician, and of course that's a bit dangerous.
Yes.
Because, you know, things could go on fire. But yet people do, and I know I'm not very good on LinkedIn at all. I think I have a picture, but it's just full of exaggeration. And am I great? I'm just absolutely so proud of myself. Here is Paul.
If you're confident about what you can do, you shouldn't need to lie. You know, so I suppose people who lie, you know, when they're CV, I mean, they're obviously looking for a job that they're not sure they can do.
And maybe they're not qualified for, but you've got to start somewhere. I mean, you've never done it.
But never, never.
Always been honest.
Yeah.
Why are you honest?
And, you know, I work in a business, which I won't mention it is, and there's a big international forum for putting your CV up on it, right? It's in the arts. And a lot of people who are on it lie.
You can tell.
Oh, I know, because when I see things, and I know they weren't involved with that. They weren't involved with that. So just be honest, you know. But having said that, I think a lot of employers maybe create the narrative for people to lie. You know, so because the expectation from employers is to be they want the best, the most.
It's
perfect.
So high.
It's so high, which is unrealistic. So I think that creates the narrative of people feeling, you know, inferior, and they need to lie on their CV. I actually don't do CVs. So, you know, if somebody knows your work, they either want you or don't want you.
So they know your reputation.
Yeah, they know if you have your reputation. But some people would still ask you for a CV, which I find, you know, bonkers. If your work is there, why would somebody want a CV? I know what you're saying. If somebody's starting, they want to get on the ladder. But, like, the expectation to be, to come in to the gig knowing everything, having everything covered. I mean, that's part, is that not part of training? Is that not part of learning a job, you know?
One texter says, I have a Sage coffee machine at home, which I use to make coffees. After COVID, I applied for a role as a barista in a cafe. Day one, made a mess of every order. My excuse was, it's a different machine. I went home and YouTubed how to make lattes, flat whites, etc. Still working there, and they now know the truth. Ruth says, I went into a restaurant in Jersey with my CV looking for a job and I was in college. The manager ripped it up in front of me and threw it in the bin. He then threw an apron at me and said, put that on and I'll know in 20 minutes if you've waitressed before. CVs are BS. I got the job, says Ruth. Congratulations to you, Ruth. Yes, you can teach anyone to pull a pint, but don't forget to teach them other essentials in bartending, like acknowledging someone that's waiting. Don't be scared of it. They will happily wait longer if they know that you've seen them and that you will get to them. I say this from experience as a barman and a waiting customer, both frustrated and acknowledged. Right, that's we've almost moved into.
That's a good point. I mean,
that's a very good point.
I was in Meath there during the week, and the lady behind the counter getting a coffee did keep me waiting, and she didn't acknowledge me. But I had all the time in the world, so I just waited, and she eventually turned round, and she smiled, and she had a lovely smile, and because of that, it was okay.
You let her off.
Yeah. I did,
even though she treated you like trash,
like filth,
up to
like
that
dirt.
Point.
Yes, yeah,
like a non-existent,
like I was
minuscule.
Nothing.
Piece of poop.
And then she smiled
boot.
And it just changed everything. I think a smile means everything. And I just want to say, I understand on LinkedIn, you're a plumber.
Apparently so, yes.
Yeah.
And you can't, once you go into LinkedIn, you can't escape. It's like, you know, that old 60s show, The Prisoner. Every time you try to leave, you end up back there again. And they just keep sending me nonsensical junk mail. So I am on LinkedIn, but I'm not a plumber. It's a lie. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.